a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for sticking with us through the break. We appreciate having you tuned in with us each weekend at this time. And, you know, we do hope that you're going to tell your friends about Mary, Rudy, and me and this wide-ranging program that we deliver to you each week on America's number one travel radio show. And here's a word about our sponsor, LifeLock.
Today's technology makes a lot of things easier because everything's connected. Cell phones are connected to tablets, tablets are connected to smart TVs, and they're all connected to Wi-Fi. But these connections can also allow criminals to get in, and that's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security.
While LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, Norton Security, they help protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there ever is a problem, LifeLock's agents are going to work to fix it. Join now at LifeLock.com. If you use promo code RM, you're going to save 10%. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
North Winds is a leading polar expedition company, and they lead full-length North and South Pole expeditions, not to mention the dog sledding and kite skiing expeditions, if that's your thing, through the Arctic, Greenland, and Antarctica. Eva Holland is a journalist, and she took one of their 2-week extreme polar training courses. We asked her to join us today to share a little bit about her experiences.
Hello, Eva. We're looking forward to talking about some of these extreme travels that you've done. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You know, we like to say on this show that we cover all things travel, but I think this is a first, at least for extreme polar training. I'd love to know, to start off, you know, what prompted you to do a 2-week Arctic training course not far from the Arctic Circle on Canada's Baffin Island?
Well, it was a few things, just raw curiosity to start with. And I had met Sarah McNair Landry, the guide, at a writing retreat in Banff. And we'd always kept in touch afterwards. I think we sort of thought there might be something we could work on together, you know, me doing a story about her, that kind of thing. She's a pretty cool character. And so we had kept in touch, and her latest wild expedition was embargoed to National Geographic. It was, you know, proprietary to them, but she suggested this polar training instead. And I thought, wow, that would be a crazy thing to try to do.
So walk us through the training part of it. I'd love to know, you know, what type of extreme polar tips did you learn that prepared you for the final 3 days?
And it was a full-on boot camp. The first week we had typically classroom sessions in the morning on things like navigation theory, moisture management, calorie management. In the afternoons we went out and practiced hands-on skills out on the ice. In the first week we were just in town camped on the ice, but we had access to a house during the day. And in the evenings more theory, sometimes just storytelling from the guides, the stuff they'd experienced, slideshows of frostbitten digits, that sort of thing. And then in the second week, we went out for a full week on the ice with the guides leading us out for 3.5 days. And that was really the key time where they started having us implement our hands-on skills. They tried not to really lead us those 3.5 days. They tried to have us make the navigational decisions, decide when and where to camp, gauge the weather, that sort of thing. And then they left us out there, the three of us that had done the full course, and we had 3.5 days to get home.
So this was kind of like your final exam for all of this preparation, I guess. So you were
exactly.
With two other people. So three of you in total were dropped off somewhere, and then walk us through how far you had to travel over those 3 days to get back, and, you know, how challenging was that working together?
Yeah, it was, I think, let me think here, we had probably... You know, we worked in kilometers, miles, and nautical miles. Mm-hmm. I think it was probably about 20, 25 miles to get back. Mm-hmm. And working together was a big part of it, and that's sort of the part that they can't necessarily prepare you for in the same way that they can teach you how to use a GPS unit and a compass. So we were three very different people, and, you know, we made it work, but I won't pretend there weren't some raised voices a few times.
Right.
I'm sure, right?
Well, yeah.
Some awkward silences, yeah.
Right. All right, so you're dodging frostbite, hypothermia, you're pitching tents, we read, in gale force winds. This is just, and I'm only touching on a few things here that you're dealing with. That's really tough stuff, Eva. Besides all of the new Arctic skills that you learned in the classes, what did you learn about yourself on this adventure?
You know, the coolest thing about it was, and I didn't know if I'd be able to, you know, the guides talked in the classroom sessions about how the secret is to have fun, and I thought, oh yeah, sure, easier said than done. You know, this seems pretty unpleasant. But I genuinely did, and that was, I guess you could say that's what I learned about myself, is that I was capable of sort of making that shift. As we were out there and I was really concentrating on just trying to look around and enjoy the scenery and think, like, not think, oh, this is miserable and hard and scary, which it was in certain ways, but to just say, like, I get to be out here doing this. This is amazing. This is crazy. I mean, it's, you have to really consciously work at that mindset, I think. And it was
Yeah, I was going to say to you, absolutely, when you are out in an environment like that, we've done something not to this extreme, but we were out and you're just there in the wilderness. Yeah. Real quick, we've got about 30 seconds left. Would love to know this. Any plans to use your skills now, you know, somewhere in the future, maybe Antarctica, since you've done the Arctic?
I would love to get to Antarctica someday. To start with, I am going winter camping this weekend.
You are, right.
All right.
And do you feel that you're you were well prepared, obviously, if you wanted to go to Antarctica? You think you could take that down?
I wouldn't go there by myself at this stage.
No, but you feel at least you have some skills now to survive.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, listen. Yeah. Eva, we really appreciate you sharing the experiences with us today. If you decide to go to Antarctica, you know, do stay in touch. We'd love to have you back and talk about that, and you have a nice weekend and enjoy camping.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Eva. Take care.
All right, there goes Eva, and up there in the Yukon on her way camping.
Yeah, Mary, she's in Whitehorse.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive for a story.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I would do that for a story.
No, I would not.
No, pretty cool.
But good for her, and yeah. I hope she does get to the Antarctic. So we're going to take a quick break, folks, but there's still two more segments to go this week. So stick around. The show returns in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.